We're gonna continue with our new series entitled Enact. Before we talk about our series or our preaching for tonight, I would like to ask some participation from all of you. Okay lang po ba? So, mahilig po ba kayo sa mga artista, sa mga balitang showbiz? Okay? Updated ba kayo na Aldab? Ayan. So, okay. So, I think I'm talking to the right crowd. So, I'm gonna show you baby pictures. Okay? Baby pictures of certain celebrities or popular icons in our in the world, okay? And now, I want you to guess sinong artista to or sinong icon to, sinong sikat to. Okay? Okay po ba? Sige, and then I'm gonna move around and I will ask you to guess. Okay, so first picture is this particular baby picture. Sino po yan? Yan, oh, ang hirap. Sige, sir. Sino yan?
Steve Carey.
Tama po. Okay, thank you. Ito, madali lang sunod kasi ayoko naman pahirapin kayo. Okay, ito. Kahit hindi ka mukha, mahuhulaan nyo yan. Sino yan? Ma'am, sino yan?
Manny Pacquiao.
Tama po, si Manny Pacquiao. Kung mapapasin nyo, sa mga picture na pinakita natin, okay, it is actually a pictures of babies who actually grew up, okay? And Something's changed, di ba? Siguro nagbago yung buhok, nagbago yung tsura ng ngipin. But for the most part of their faces, for the most part of their features, it's still the same. Okay? Kahit pa lumipas yung mahabang panahon, kahit pa nagdaan yung ilang mga taon, they're practically the same thing or the same person. Okay? Ngayon, I showed that to you because if we're gonna put a picture when it comes to church, okay, is it possible kaya na from the baby picture, okay, of the church on the early days when a church was already established, is it possible na hindi rin siya nagbago? Possible kaya na since the time began, no, nagsimula po yung churches, okay, in the book of Acts or in the Bible, is it possible that the church added certain things in the church that should not be there? Or is it possible na there are essential things that are part of a church na after years of operation, of running the church, may mga tinanggal tayo? That's exactly what we want to talk about in this particular preaching. Because we do believe that every one of us, as we follow God, is meant to be part of a church. And when we talk about a church, what is the type of church or what kind of church does God wants us to be part of? Here in every nation, as a movement, as a family, okay, as a family of churches, we are committed in honoring God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. This is what we believe a picture of a church should be. Okay? And now, in this series, Enact, okay, we want to talk about the design, the picture that God has painted and God projected in the book of Acts. And we want to check, ito bang church na to, ito bang Victory or itong inaatindan yung church, is actually biblical? Is it actually patterned or similar or in accordance to the design that God has placed in the Bible? And if this is your first time joining us, probably you're just visiting us or from another church, okay, this is also a good preaching for you because you will get to see if it is also something that is happening in your church. Because we do believe, okay? We do believe that every one of us is meant to be part of a church, okay, regardless of your background. So ngayon, pag-usapan natin to para malaman natin kung ano ba yung design ni God when it comes to a church. Okay, nung previous week natin, pinag-usapan natin, we realized that the church that God wants us to have is meant to be Christ-centered. Okay, it's meant to be focused on Christ, on Jesus alone, not to any personality, not to any pastor, not to any practice, not to any parang startup program. It's about Christ. In anything that we do, He should be the star. Okay, siya yung na-exalt, siya yung sumisikat, siya yung mas nakikilala. And also, we realize that it is also meant to be Spirit-empowered. Ibig sabihin, we don't just rely on certain practices kasi ito yung uso, ito yung nangyayari. We want to believe that God would be the one to lead every part of the program of everything that we do. At the same time, we believed, okay, that God can move powerfully even in our services, even in the things that are happening in the church. Okay, and today, we want to talk about social responsibility or being socially responsible. Ano po bang ibig sabihin natin dito? And for us to answer that, right, we are going to go back to the Word of God for the answer. Okay? Can we all stand as we read the Word of God in the book of Acts? Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 4, verses 29 to 35. Let's read there. It says there, And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of the lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your scripture. I pray, God, for your spirit to allow us, God, to understand everything that was read, and allow us, God, to apply this, God, in our daily lives. Lord, bless this church, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take your seats. Today, this evening, we want to talk about social responsibility. And when we talk about social responsibility or being socially responsible, I realize that during this time, or at this season or generation, medyo in na po ang pagiging socially responsible. Ibig sabihin, kapag conscious ka o socially responsible ka nowadays, medyo trendy. Okay, medyo pasok ka sa uso. In fact, a lot of celebrities are into it right now. Okay, all over the world, yung mga sikat, especially those people who are earning a lot, they are actually involved in causes. Okay, they are supporting different causes that is socially responsible. Okay, to name a few, okay, si Oprah. Okay, si Oprah po, nagbibigay, according to UNICEF, okay, she's giving $40 million. Okay, and she's giving that for AIDS-affected children. So, ganun po kalaking binibigay niya. Si Angelina Jolie, okay, so nagbibigay naman siya ng $1 million, okay, to a certain foundation, okay, because she also wants to help, okay, for a good cause. Yung iba po, si Jackie Chan, nagbibigay siya, okay? Si Shakira, she actually placed this foundation to help other people as well. Si Mark, yung gumawa ng Facebook, kilala niyo po ba yan? Oh, so hindi lang siya kumikita ng malaki dahil sa Facebook. He himself is socially responsible. That's why he is giving $75 million, okay, for a certain cause. Let's talk about Lady Diana. Diba? Kilala natin to as a princess, okay? She is getting a lot, but also she is giving away money or finances, okay, for people who are in need. And si Bono, sikat si Bono dyan, and even Rafael Nadal, okay, a famous tennis player. It goes to show na there are a lot of people nowadays who are into social responsibility. Pero tanong, ano ba talaga yung social responsibility? Because social responsibility is something that is pioneered by the church. Did you know that? Na hindi po si Oprah or hindi ko siyang sikat na artista ang nagpauso or nagpasikat, nagpasimuno ng social responsibility. It is something that was pioneered and started by the church. And when we define social responsibility, this is what we mean. Okay? Social responsibility is an ethical framework which suggests that an entity, be it an organization or an individual, has an obligation to act for the benefit of the society at large. Ibig sabihin po nun, it's an obligation to be a blessing not only to yourself, but to the society as a whole. That is social responsibility. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka rin apathetic na wala kang pakialam. Basta okay ka, okay ang buhay. Okay? So, someone who is socially responsible thinks that if I'm okay, I must make an effort also to help other people para maging okay din yung buhay nila. That is social responsibility. And that's exactly what we are going to talk about in this preaching. In the scripture na binasa natin kanina, it is actually a picture, it depicts a picture of a church that is socially responsible. But before we go into the detail of those scriptures, let me first talk about what happened before the book of Acts. Kasi yung book of Acts po, it is actually meant to be read like a sequel. Okay, familiar po ba kayo sa mga sequels, na mga movies? Diba pag sinabi natin sequel, something that takes place after or as a result of an earlier event. Okay, so napanood nyo na ba itong movie na to? Okay, diba? Ngayon, we're actually looking forward na lalabas na yung sequel niya. Ibig sabihin, if this is part 1, part 2 is coming soon. Okay, that's the sequel. Okay, how about this movie? Napanood nyo na ba yan? Okay, Mockingjay part 1 is the first movie for Mockingjay. Then the part 2 would be the sequel. Okay, how about this? Panood nyo ba yan? Okay, One More Chance. If One More Chance is the original movie, the first movie, and then the sequel is One More Chance part 2. Okay? Part 2 or the second part is the sequel. Now, the book of Acts, yung binasa po natin kanina, is the part 2. It is the sequel. And any movie watcher would know that if they are to watch the sequel, they must first understand yung original movie para maintindihan nila yung nangyayari sa part 2 or sa sequel. Kaya nga po, before natin intindihin, before ko explain sa inyo kung ano nangyari sa Acts or sa sequel na Acts, we have to first analyze kung ano yung nangyari before that. And what happened was actually written in the book of Luke. Okay? So, ang book of Luke po at saka book of Acts, they actually have the same author. If Luke is part 1, book of Acts is part 2. Okay? So, ngayon, ano kaya pinag-usapan? Ano ba yung message ng book of Luke? In the book of Luke, okay, the author, which is, sino sa inyo author? Si Luke. Grabe, ang galing nyo. Okay, so, Bible scholar. Okay, so, in the book of Luke, this author presented Jesus Christ in a very different way. In fact, when he presented Jesus, he presented him as a God in a man, or a God in a man who is very much concerned with humanity and compassionate towards those who are outcast in the society. Okay, yung mga parang kinadidirihan, ayaw lapitan, yung nilalayuan ng mga tao. He was presenting a Jesus that is close to these people, yung willing to go out of his way just to meet and comfort these people. Okay, so yung Jesus na pinapresent niya. In a lot of occasions, he even made stories about the poor, the marginalized. Okay, merong instance doon na pinag-usapan yung Good Samaritan. When there was this guy who was robbed and he was beaten, he was left on the street by some robbers. Tapos there's no one who extended help and care to that person except the Good Samaritan. Diba? So, yun po yung nandun po sa Luke yun, and it's not found in other Gospels. So, hindi siya makikita sa Matthew, Mark, and John. Okay? In that same book, sa Luke, makikita rin po natin doon yung 10 lepers that Jesus healed, but only one went back to say thank you. Okay, so ibig sabihin, pinapakita doon na Jesus was actually concerned with these people who are in need, who are in pain. In many occasions, it also showed that Jesus was taking time to meet the people who are poor, people who are sick, people who are in need of Him. Yung tipong titigil siya just to personally take care of them. I'm saying all this because in this scripture or in this book, Luke was trying to paint a picture of God. In fact, there was even an instance that he allowed Jesus, okay? He presented Jesus, so kinuwento niya kung paano nagbasa si Jesus ng scripture. There was one time that Jesus was in the synagogue, in the temple, and he read the scripture that was written by Isaiah, and this is what he said. Sabi niyo, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the freedom for the prisoners and recover of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Clearly, Luke was trying to present a God, and not just a God who is sovereign, who's in control. He is trying to present a God who is compassionate and a savior. In the book of Luke, he is telling us, guess what? If you want to have a picture of God, this is our God, a compassionate savior. He is someone who is dear, who is close to the poor, close to those who are in need, close to those who are marginalized. And this compassionate God, I want you to know that this is the God that we have. This is the God who is concerned about our situation. He is not just concerned to the poor or to those who are in need. He is concerned to each and every person in this room. In fact, if this is your first time or probably just came here, you have big troubles, you have big needs, you have concerns, I want you to know that you are here not by an accident, because God wants you to understand and God wants to comfort you that in your situation, you are not alone. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you're not alone. Okay, you're not alone. Because God is with you, and because of His compassion, He would be there to remedy it, to rescue it, to comfort you in that situation. This is the God that we have. And it's not, when we talk about God being compassionate, it's not just about God providing for the poor. It's not about God just healing the sick. It's about God seeing beyond our current situation. In fact, when God looks at us, He is compassionate towards us, because guess what? It's not the lack of riches that's the big problem. It's not the sickness that we have in our physical body na yun yung biggest problem. The biggest problem that we have is we are separated from God. That apart from Him, apart from our relationship with Jesus, we can never experience the fullness of our lives. And because of that, when God saw us, He had compassion on us. And today, let me break the news to you. If you don't have Christ in your heart, I want you to know that God's compassion is for you. Because God wants you to experience a full life. A life that can only be found in Him. This is the God that was presented in the book of Luke. Now, I did that because every time the book of Acts talks about God, the picture that they have was a picture of a God who is compassionate. That's why when you talk about social responsibility here in the book of Acts, this is not just like any ordinary social responsibility. Because it was actually founded on the revelation that our God is someone who's compassionate, someone who is loving. This social responsibility that we're going to talk about is founded on the gospel, on the heart of the gospel, that God is here for us to save us from our sins, to save us from our death. This is the foundation of social responsibility. Yun yung pinagkaiba natin sa mga NGO out there. Because if we will not understand that we're coming from a God who is compassionate, we can be socially responsible, but we are no different. It will be just a good cause. It will be just about good works. But today, I want you to know that we are being socially responsible because we are representing and we are worshiping a God who is compassionate. Does it make sense? After realizing that they have a God who is compassionate, they were able to establish a church that is compassionate. After seeing a picture of a God who is socially responsible in the book of Acts, they were able to put up a church that is socially responsible. Today, yun yung pag-uusapan natin. Because I want to present to you two pictures of a church that is socially responsible. Ready na po ba kayo? Two pictures of a socially responsible church. Okay, una, it is meant to be compassionate and bold to preach the gospel. Compassionate and bold to preach the gospel. The Bible says, "And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness." They were saying, "God, we're having a hard time here, but grant us the grace. Allow us to continually preach your gospel." Because during that time, there's persecution happening. And when you talk about persecution, hindi yun napapagtripan lang to sa klase, "Uy, hallelujah, praise the Lord, born again." Hindi ito yun. We're talking about life and death here. They were being hanged, they were being burned alive. That was the situation, okay? That's why when they said, "Lord, give us, Lord God, grant us the ability to continually preach the gospel with boldness," they were serious about that, okay? They were saying, probably kung na-imagine ko, kung uso siguro yung YouTube or Facebook nung panahon nila, sabi nila, para silang yung mga pa-baby girls, "Walang magkakapigil sa amin. Kami ang..." Hindi naman siguro, hindi kami pa-bebe disciples. So, kaya walang hindi kami papapigil. Why? Because they are committed. They understood that they are serving a God who is compassionate towards them, and they are serving a God who is compassionate towards others. So, hindi sila papapigil. They would be compassionate, and they would be bold in preaching the gospel. In fact, they even say that with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony, okay, to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. They just can't help but share about the story of Jesus Christ, that there was this Jesus who came from heaven to earth, lived the life that we should have lived, died the death that we should have died, okay, and after 3 days, he rose again, proving that he is the Son of God, okay, and granting salvation, granting forgiveness for those who would put their trust in Him and repent of their sins. Ito yung pinoproclaim nila. They were passionate about it. And it makes you wonder why. Bakit kaya yung compassion nila nagtatranslate into preaching the gospel? Hindi ba dapat pag pinag-usapan natin, Pastor, yung compassion, dapat giving 1 million to the needy? Hindi ba dapat pag compassion, talagang I would cry for them? Kasi nakakawawa naman yung situation nila, di ba? But it's so interesting that for them, when you talk about compassion, it talks about not just feeling for the people, but preaching the gospel. You know why? Because the gospel is the power of God for salvation. Paul said that it is so powerful that it can transform lives. You see, in our nation, marami po tayong concern, di ba? Marami tayong mga problema, there's corruption there, there is traffic everywhere. There is crimes happening all around. There are so many concerns, so many problems. And it makes you think, ano ba, maahawa ba ako sa Pilipinas? Yes, we should be concerned. Why? Because we are meant to be compassionate over our nation. But we have to understand that we can't just feel sad about it. Because if we're just gonna feel sad about our nation, that is just pity. Compassion is being sorry for what is happening and doing something about it. And guess what? You may not have a million in your pocket right now, but if you have the gospel in your heart, you have more than enough. Because the gospel can transform our nation. Because the gospel, once people encounter God, once they have encountered this love and this life that God offers to them, it would transform their hearts. It would transform their minds. It would renew their thinking. It would allow them to have a different set of standards in their lives. And they would now do this not because of self-gain, but because they want to worship God. In effect, people would now have the conviction not to give in to crimes, not to commit sin. There would be more standard, higher standard, and even discipline. I'm just excited. Imagine you just look around. We have more than 800 in this room. And down the line, we're going to have our children. I'm excited for the day that our children would go around feeling safe. Hindi sila, naku, walang kidnapper dito. Kahit abutin ako ng gabi, walang kikidnap sa akin. Kahit anong business, anong agency yung punta ko, walang manggugoyo sa akin. Kahit anong educational system yung pasukin ko, alam ko tama yung education na makukuha. Why? Kasi in our generation, we have preached the gospel. We chose to have compassion and we choose to remedy the situation by preaching the gospel, by transforming the culture. Church, God is calling us not just to be observers, not just to be people who would see na, uy, kawawa naman tong bansa natin, kawawa naman yung office namin, kawawa naman yung ang daming mahihirap. We are called by God to do something about it. And guess what? What we can do is we can start by being compassionate to these people and preaching the gospel to anyone or to everyone who is around us. The question is, what's stopping you from preaching the gospel? What's stopping you from showing compassion? Because God has given His all for us. And my hope is in return and as a response, as a worship to Him, we will do the same. We will show compassion. We will preach the gospel. Okay? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo na matindi. Tapos sabihin mo, preach the gospel. God is calling us. Yun yung hamon sa atin ni Lord. And that's about being socially responsible. Okay? So hindi lang social, being socially responsible is not about being social. Okay? Parang pasosyal ka lang. Ngayon pala yung social responsible ako maging social lagi. Okay? So mali po yung intindi nyo. Social responsibility is about committing yourself Okay, that you would do something about it, about the situation around us, and what we can do, we preach the gospel. Next to that, if that's the first picture, this is the second picture. The picture would be, we should be compassionate and generous to help the needy. Bible says, there was not a needy person among them. For as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it to the apostles' feet. And it was distributed, okay, to each as any had need. You know, this is a very amazing picture of a church. Because this church, as we have talked about last week, was already experiencing signs and wonders. So imagine yung left and right, may mga miracle, may healing, mayroong mga miraculous provision na nangyayari. Tapos left and right, these people are also encountering such a great relationship. Imagine nyo, in a church, there's such unity that yung mga dating magkaaway, yung dating hindi magkasundo, uma-attend pareho. Those people who are considered outcast, people who are not accepted, are joining the same group. They were able to eliminate any barrier, even economic barrier. Before, pag mahirap ka, dyan ka sa kapwa mo mahihirap. Okay? Dito kaming mga mayaman. Diba? Kayong mga magaganda, sama-sama kayo. Kayong mga gwapo, sama-sama kayo. Kaming mga humble, dito lang kami. Diba? So parang ganun. So may distinction. But the Bible says, it was destroyed. Those barrier was destroyed. And as indicated there in the scripture that we read, it also showed that there was radical generosity happening. And you imagine, pagdating nila doon sa church, nakakita sila lang may needy. Hindi ako may needy. Uwi nga ako, ibenta ko yung kotse ko. Uwi nga ako, ibenta ko yung cellphone ko kasi ayaw namin ng may needy. Gusto namin pantay-pantay. Can you imagine that? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not asking you to sell your possession and give it to your seatmate. I'm sure matutuwa yung seatmate nyo. But what I'm saying here is, I want you to get the heart of this scripture that they're saying they were so concerned. They were so compassionate about the people that they would not sit back and say na, ah, kawawa ka naman. Parang ganun, bahala ka sa buhay mo, pero kawawa ka. Parang, for them, they realize that they are part of the solution. Sino ba sa inyo mayaman? Taas ang kamay. You know what I realized? Every one of us in this room is actually richer than someone in this room. We're always richer than someone. No matter how plenty you have your income is, or no matter how small your income is, you're always richer than someone. That means you have the ability to be a blessing to other people. Kasi when you talk about generosity, when you talk about being a blessing and meeting the need of other people, it's not talking about you doing something beyond your capacity. Yung tipong, kasi yung kapitbahay namin, walang bahay. Eh ako nagre-renta lang, so ipibigay ko yung buong bahay ko sa kanya. It's not that. Or probably, nagta-tithes and offering tayo dito, tapos nagkukulek. Tapos, gusto ko mag-offering para doon sa katabi ko. Wala kang wallet. Yung wallet ng katabi mo, ibibigay mo sa kanya. It's not like that. But God is saying here, within your means, within what you have right now, you already have the ability, the seed, to be a blessing to someone. What's stopping you? Kasi baka maubusan ako, kasi baka kulangin yung meron ako. You see, alam nyo, when that is our mindset, when that's our thinking, we're missing the foundation. Kasi ang foundation natin, that we have a God who is compassionate. And if our God is compassionate, guess what? Pababayaan ka ba ni Lord? And if God is compassionate, sa tingin mo, if God is telling you to be a blessing to those people, di ba? Do you think God would not provide for you or God would not provide for those people? God will. Because He is a compassionate God. Church, I want you to know that because God is so compassionate, hindi kanya kayang tiisin. God would always find a way to help us in our need. Maybe there are times that you feel, Lord, dati may kailangan ako, di naman dumating yung provision. Maybe because it's not according to God's will, because God's provision for you is something bigger, something better. Not just in that particular situation, but nonetheless, our God is a compassionate God. What's stopping you from being compassionate? What's stopping you from being generous? My hope is that we would always go back to our God who is compassionate and we will respond to Him. Here in our church, we believe that God calls us to be socially responsible. That's why in every way we can, here in every nation all over the world, we try to find ways to be involved in our society. To name a few of the things that we're doing, to be generous and compassionate towards people. In Every Nation Mumbai, we have this group called Transformers Club. Okay? This group reaches and serves children living in the brothels and ministering to sex workers and mothers who are living in bondage and prostitution. They are the ones who are adopting the kids who are living in the streets. Bakit nila ginagawa yun? Why? Because they believe that this is a concern, there's a need here, and they want to become part of the solution. They are socially responsible. They are showing compassion. In EN, Texas, they have this group called One More Home. What they do is they provide foster care, okay, in their community. And guess what? They were able to cater to 200 people in this foster care, to these homeless people. They are showing compassion. In South Africa, there's this Massive Aid projects. What they do is they accommodate, they feed, and they house these children who are left by their parents because they are HIV patients. So naiwanan sila ng mga parents sila, inabandon na sila, so yung mga bata, sila yung nag-aaruga. What are they doing this? Because they're showing compassion. Here in the Philippines, we have what we call Real Life. This is our way of providing, empowering the hope, the vision, and the desire of the students to study so that they can be a blessing not just to their families, but even to our society. People na hindi nila kayang pag-aralin yung mga sarili nila. In fact, I want to show you a video so that you could have an idea because this is us. Can we just show you that video about Real Life? Church, we believe that we could channel a blessing to these people. You see, we can. There are a lot of people there who are in need. But we have to take our part. We can be involved in this. Real Life is just one of the foundations that we have in the Philippines. But this is the foundation that are driven by what we believe here in this church. That more than just giving them what they need, the finances that they need, the food that they need, we want to give them the ultimate solution. We want to give them the gospel. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here. And we want to encourage you, every one of you, be part of this. Let's be socially responsible. Maybe for some of you here, you feel like you don't have the time. You don't have the resources. Guess what? There are more ways than one to be part of something that God is doing to this generation, to these people who are in need. In Real Life, we also have this Race for Life. Sino sa'yo naging part tayo ng Race for Life? Diba? Some of you, this is our way to sumasali tayo. Minsan nga, hindi tayo tumatakbo eh. Pero as we partake of this Race for Life, we're actually supporting a dream. We're empowering someone so that they could go to school. Because the proceeds of such goes to the scholars that we have. There's this one guy, a pastor by the name of Pastor Freddy. Natatandaan niyo pa ba siya si Pastor Freddy? Okay, he actually preached here several weeks ago. And he said to himself, guess what? There are a lot of needy people out there. There are a lot of scholars who want to go and have their education. And these people, the kailangan ma-disciple, I will help them. I will do something about it. So he had this idea na tatakbo siya. He said, I'm gonna run 50 kilometers. Imagine that. So tatawid siya from Mindanao hanggang Luzon. Just takbo lang. Okay, he's gonna run 50 kilometers. Okay, for less than 50 days. And take note, 50 years old na po si Pastor Ferdy. What I'm saying here is, what about you? What about us? If these people were not limited by their resources, if these people were not limited by their age, by their situations, what is stopping us? Today, I do believe that we have a portion to take. We have a part to play. In the Bible, the people in the church, we're actually encouraged to be generous, to preach the gospel, to show compassion to the people around them. Because they realized something. They had a revelation of who God was, who God is, and what He did for them. In the Bible, when God saw the crowd, when God saw the people, the Bible said that He had compassion on them. He saw the people harassed and helpless, like a sheep without a shepherd. Ganun yung nakita yun, people who are in need. Not just because they are in need of food, but because they are personally in need of a Savior. Guess what? Those people who are in need, they are no different than you and me. Maybe for some of you here, you feel inadequate. You feel like you have all the things in the world. Maybe for some of you, you feel like, ikaw naman, kulang na kulang ka, salat ka sa lahat, mahirap ka, dami mo pa kailangan sa buhay. But guess what? What God saw was the greatest need. Not the need that we don't have right now. Not the need, the material things that we have right now. What He saw was the need for a Savior. Because apart from Him, the Bible says we are doomed to die and go to hell. We are doomed to be separated from Him. And when He saw that, when He saw you, when He saw me, He said, I'm going to have compassion. I'm going to rescue these people. And eventually, it led Him to the cross. It was compassion that allowed Him to die on the cross. It was compassion that allowed Him to endure sacrifice. It was compassion that allowed Him to give His all so that our need, our greatest need, will be met. That is the God that we have. And my hope is that we would keep that in our mind. Because the more we keep that in our mind, only then can we respond from our hearts. Only then can we actually be compassionate towards the people around us. We have a compassionate God. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for the compassion, God, that you always shower us. Thank you, God, for that time, God, that we are not even asking for your compassion, but you showed compassion anyway. You showed compassion to people who are not worthy, people who are not deserving or even asking compassion. Thank you, Lord, for you saw beyond the facade and you allowed yourself to be available to meet our needs, Lord. Lord, today, we are grateful, God. Thank you, God, for that love. And today, we want to respond. We want to ask you, Lord God, the same way that you use your church in the Bible to be a channel, to be an arm of compassion to the people around them. Lord, use us as well. Lord, use us as people. Use us as people, God, who would show love and compassion to everyone around us. If you are here and you're saying you want to be used by God to be a channel of compassion and love to other people, can I just pray for you? Would you raise your hand if that is you? We want to be used by God to show compassion towards people. Yes, I see those hands. Many hands are raised. Again, this is not about money. This is not about your situation. It's about you offering your heart, whatever you have to God. Yes, I see many hands raised. Lord, you see the hands of these people. Thank you, God, for they are responding to you, not to any pressure, but to you alone, Lord God, because you are a God who is loving. And your love and compassion overflows to them. Lord, I pray that you will grant them opportunities so that indeed they could show love, they could show compassion towards people around them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.